In Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The gunman in today's deadly shooting in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, is believed to be a former employee at the bank where he killed at least four people and injured nine others. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
Caleb Goodlett's wife works inside the building.
I got a call from my wife panicking that she was locked in the vault, that there was an active shooter in the building.
She took shelter inside along with other terrified workers.
They had a phone inside the vault. She was able to reach me. I haven't heard about her coworkers yet or anything, but I have talked to her and seen her. She's fine.
Police say the shooter also died. A motive is still unclear. The Justice Department is now looking into how classified Pentagon documents got leaked online. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
The photos could provide sensitive information about the U.S. and its allies' assistance to Ukraine and may be part of a misinformation campaign. Pentagon spokesman Chris Marr.
These photos appear to show documents similar in format to those used to provide daily updates to our senior leaders on Ukraine and Russia-related operations, as well as other intelligence updates. Some of these images appear to have been altered.
They appear to show the progress of weapons and equipment going into Ukraine.
Hundreds of professors are striking at Rutgers.
Whose university?
Their union is demanding higher pay and better job security, but hit the picket lines after contract talks stalled with the university last night. Pharmaceutical companies and CEOs are now denouncing a federal court's decision to stop sales of a key abortion drug. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
The letter echoes criticism from across the pharmaceutical industry of what trade groups have described as a, quote, dangerous precedent, undermining the FDA's authority and potentially exposing companies to broad new legal battles over the agency's approvals.
First responders in France are pulling more bodies from the rubble of a building that collapsed this weekend, killing at least five people.
Firefighters on cranes worked through the night. Floodlights illuminated a pile of gray rubble where a four-story building once stood. At least two other buildings in Marseille's historic old city were damaged. The pre-dawn explosion Easter Sunday triggered a fire which has hampered rescue efforts.
CBS's Vicki Barker reports several people could still be trapped inside. Here at home, Easter celebrations rolled on at the White House.
Welcome to the Easter egg roll.
AC tradition dating back to the 1800s. President Biden even alluded to his possible re-election at the event, saying he plans to hold four, maybe five more. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's two-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 11th. In Wood County, the County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board meeting, scheduled for 8 a.m., has been canceled due to lack of agenda items. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Village of Whiting will have their joint board and utility meeting at 6:30 and the village board meeting at 7. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory will meet from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adams County Health and Human Services Department. The Solid Waste meeting will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 47. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low 80s. Wednesday, cooler on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 73.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to Matt Clinton Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made over the Easter weekend. The first story that blew me away when I read this, and I'll tell you something, it's very disturbing, but it's very, very weird. You know this guy Harlan Crow, the billionaire who has financed, really given money, Clarence Thomas for 20 years, including a $500,000 trip around Indonesia and the islands every summer. And just coincidentally, whenever Clarence Thomas is invited to his resort up in the Adirondacks, there are a couple of dozen right-wing people whose names, you know, this fellow Leo, head of the Federalist Society, who just got a $1.5 billion bequest by a guy so he could continue their work. And every one of them is right-wing, really right-wing. And in the last 20, heck, in the last 30 years, because Clarence Thomas was appointed 31 years ago, in 31 years, I don't know of a single decision he's joined in or issued that didn't go right down the party line with this crowd. Not a single one. He's been bribed. But this guy, Harlan Crow, is a strange ranger. This guy is a much more peculiar guy than you think. This was revealed over the weekend. Harlan Crow's house and garden are full of Nazi memorabilia. When I say Nazi memorabilia, I'm not just saying right wing or this and that. No, I mean Nazi memorabilia. For instance, he has a signed copy of Mein Kampf, Hitler's book, signed by Adolf Hitler himself, two paintings that Hitler did. Hitler wanted to get into art school. And when he was in Vienna in the teens, he was roaming around trying to be an artist. And if you take a look at his stuff, he can't really paint a human being because he wasn't human in a sense. I mean, you know, he was so vicious. But his buildings were technically competent, but he was rejected in Vienna from the art and architecture school. But he had all these paintings. And they go for a lot of money. And this clown, Harlan Crow, has two of them, signed by Hitler, and a copy of Mein Kampf. Now, you might say, okay, well, I don't like that, but, you know, maybe he wants to sell them. Maybe he's a dealer. Well, no, because he has a garden that is filled with the statues of the worst, cruelest, and most genocidal dictators of the 20th century. Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot in Cambodia killed millions of people. And when he was caught, when he was nabbed, you know what he said? He said, well, I keep them there, quote, to remind me how much I don't like them, end quote. Now what? This guy, what? This guy thinks he's what? That we fell off the turnip truck on the way into town. He has a picture. He has statues of all these genocidal dictators in his garden. And two Hitler paintings and a copy of Mein Kampf signed by Hitler, autographed. And it's what? Just so he's reminded every day how much he doesn't like them? No, I think it's to remind him every day how much he does like them. And they capture a guy like Clarence Thomas, black guy who, when he grew up in South Carolina, was very, very discriminated against. And I applaud his initial journey. And there was an order of nuns, Catholic nuns, and I myself went to a grade school. And these terrific sisters educated me, too. And they educated Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was grateful to him, and he should be. But he was just steeped with, I think, kind of revenge feelings about the people that did discriminate against him, which was the upper crust in South Carolina society. And so when he runs, when he is nominated for the Supreme Court, the people that almost derailed his appointment were liberals, Democrats who wanted a Democrat. And he was sexually shamed, and he never forgot that. For something like 25 years, almost 25 years, he never uttered a word on the bench, never asked a single question. He sat there stewing, but he was going on vacations with this clown that had the Hitler memorabilia and the genocidal memorabilia, and they just worked on him. And every decision he's issued, take a look at him, are right wing. To satisfy these people. My view is that the way to handle this, quite frankly, sadly, the way to handle this is you can't just say, oh, he'll start reporting from now on, or, oh, maybe the Supreme Court needs an ethics code. All that's true. This is bribery. This is bribery. And he's on there for life, and there aren't enough votes for a constitutional amendment to limit Supreme Court appointments to 15 or 20 years. This guy's been on 31 years. He'll be on another 20. For 50 years, he'll pervert the country. The only way, quite frankly, to respond to this is to indict him for bribery and indict Harlan Crow and anybody else who is at these things. And how much did you give him? Well, not really money. Well, 500 grand. Well, yeah. Okay. And what'd you expect? Oh, nothing. I just liked them a lot. Oh, really? Okay. You liked them a lot. But here's about 35 opinions, and they were all on your side, weren't they? And Harlan Crow brought some of them. I'll tell you what, I'm tired of these guys. I'm going to the lines. I'm going to the lines. Joanna Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joanne. What's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you for everything you've done for Wisconsin. A quick call about the death penalty, and it relates to what you've just been talking about, our Supreme Court and its composition. This would be the perfect time, I would think, to make the death penalty an issue for Democrats, that indeed it's a horrible stain on who we are as a nation, and it makes us allied with the worst of the other nations of the world, and makes us a pariah internationally. How can we, I, again, you know so much more. I could tell you what I know, but it would not take long. What can we do to make the death penalty an issue that will stand up and that we can all rally behind in getting rid of the death penalty, an issue for us in the upcoming elections? Thank you so much again.
Thank you very, very much. Excellent question. And I'm going to give you a few factoids. And then the lines are still there, and I'm going to keep going to the lines. And also after the break, a couple of factoids. One is, under the Eighth Amendment, it bars cruel and unusual punishment. And cruel and unusual punishment is a creature of the time. So when it was passed, people were drawn on the rack. They were tortured and all of this. And that was cruel and unusual. Now, the death penalty is cruel and unusual, in my view, in civilized states. Now, the death penalty was effectively halted for about 10 or 15 years when they studied the issue of whether it was cruel and unusual. For instance, Sirhan Sirhan murdered Bobby Kennedy, sentenced to death, and then his sentence was commuted because California got rid of it. But it hasn't been gotten rid of for federal crimes, although Joe Biden and Merrick Garland are not imposing it. Now, what do we do about this? Well, a couple of things. Number one, don't vote for Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis just put in a proposal in Florida to have the death penalty apply to non-murder cases. In other words, things he doesn't like, kill the guy, even if no one died. I'm not kidding. I mean, they're doing what you're saying, Joanne. They're weaponizing it on the other side. Secondly, I think what we can do is have our candidates unabashedly, and Joe Biden is this way, is we'll do everything in our power to stop the imposition of the death penalty. But the only way it's going to be beaten is by the U.S. Supreme Court, holding it under the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. And there's no prospect of that in the Supreme Court. So I think we chip away. Biden and Garland can stop it at the federal level. But it's very sad. Every time you pick up the paper, some guy in Oklahoma or somewhere, you know, in a real no good nick, but, you know, he goes to rob a 7-Eleven and shoot somebody. And there was a case. I had a friend, a lawyer who took it pro bono for the ACLU in Florida, where they gave the death penalty to the lookout. Guy goes in to rob a 7-Eleven. The lookout is just the lookout, not intending to kill anybody. The guy, the robber, gets in a fight with a clerk, shoots the clerk, and they sentence the lookout to death. This is how it's expanding, Joanne. We've had got to have a definitive statement in the United States, like Europe. Death penalty is cruel and unusual, just like pulling people apart in the rack was in the 18th century. Thanks a lot for calling in. Kathy of Cambridge, we'll squeeze one more call in before we go to the break. What's in your mind today, Kathy?
Yeah, back to Terrence Clarence, Thomas Clarence, Supreme Court, yeah, he should be booted. He is kind of claiming he didn't know. Well, isn't that his job to know? He is the Supreme Court justice. The job is his law. His law. So don't let him get away with that. Tax evasion is another thing we could get him for besides bribery. I mean, give me a break already.
Kathy, that is a terrific call. I myself was very suspicious. This guy's in the U.S. Supreme Court. I know in reading the law that you have to report transportation. You don't have to report necessarily food and drink. But, you know, if we're talking caviar, champagne and oysters, you know, give me a break. But OK, how about $500,000 going around the islands of Indonesia? He knew. The other thing he said, and I think he is dangerous for him to have said this. He said other guys in the Supreme Court or other justices and federal judges told me it was OK. I don't think that's true. They're not stupid. They know the law. He should be drawn before a grand jury and say, who are they? Who are they? He's not going to finger.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CARE can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 49. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Lows around 55. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain...
Welcome back to Matt Thunderick. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark? Mark from the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Mark? Okay, Mark, when you get this, call back. Be happy to have you on. I'll tell you what, it's very customary for presidents, and it's very, very customary for presidential candidates to issue an Easter message. They like to issue Christmas messages, Thanksgiving messages, 4th of July messages, Memorial Day messages, Labor Day messages, and Easter messages. That's what they like to do. That is what they like to do. And normally, an Easter message would be a time of peace, redemption, reconciliation. Normally. Donald Trump issued an Easter message yesterday, April 9th. You know what it was? It was three words. It was World War III. I'm not kidding. Now, this is a seriously, seriously deranged individual. Let's review the bidding on how he has used this terminology in the past. When he launched his 2024 campaign for president last fall, he claimed we were on the brink of World War III. Last month, remember, last month, he gave a speech. He said, we have never been closer to World War III. After his indictment the other week, remember the indictment? And he goes to Mar-a-Lago and he gives that speech, a deranged speech. That's a speech that Fox News carried, MSNBC wouldn't carry, CNN carried, but then broke away from it, and ABC carried it until the following happened. He once again predicted World War III. ABC cut him off. CNN just went to commentary. Apparently, Fox News carried the whole thing. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The comments that came out on social media immediately after his Easter message yesterday. I'll give you an example. One is, what a deranged psychopath. That's one of them. He's not well. That's another one. Another one was, Cadet Crazy Pants's butter has slipped completely off his cracker. The next one, an exceedingly stable genius. Next one, gag order. Next one, another indictment must be close. The final one, Trump is a danger to the entire world. Let me go give a little background on all this. There are certain things that you don't do if you are a leader, a president, or an aspirant to be president. I mean, frankly, even if you're a senator or governor, because you might be in the mix, you never know. You never talk about Armageddon. You never talk about hopelessness. You never talk about the awful prospect of a world war like that. If you think back, the things that were most disturbing early on the Russian genocide in Ukraine is when they went in and then the Ukrainians beat them and drove them back from a lot of the areas they captured. Dmitry Medvedev, who the former president of Russia, who is Putin's toady, he's his yes man, and some of the people on state TV over there would say things exactly like Trump is saying now. Well, if we don't do a little better on the battlefield, we use nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. The West is flirting with World War III. You know, the problem with all of that is that gets people skittish and scared. And they start thinking, well, if that's going to happen, maybe we should preemptively stop it, which would be a disaster. It also rattles people in China who think, well, if that's what Russia and the United States are thinking, maybe it's time to go into Taiwan. It's Iran to thinking in any one of those wars will be eliminated, so maybe we should do something to attack Israel. This is the kind of unrest that it generates. The cardinal rule, no president or anybody who wants to be president should ever in a million years mention World War III. Ever, ever, ever. Biden's a pro. So is Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. Occasionally, we'll get a clown from a network. We'll say to them, what about nuclear weapons? The Russians are abrogating the START Treaty, START II. What about this? And the correct response is simply to smile and say, it's not going to come to anything like that. And we don't discuss that. It's not possible. You know, calm them down. Calm them down. What this says to me is that Trump is so scared, quite frankly, about what could happen in the New York indictment, and so scared what Jack Smith may be doing as a result of their finding out that he showed some of these top secret documents that he hid and transferred to donors, which is a violation of the Espionage Act. If you monetize it, if you take these top secret documents and show them to any adversary of the United States, frankly, any friend of the United States or anybody else, that's a violation of the Espionage Act. That is very, very dangerous for Donald Trump. And we'll see if Garland, because he's ultimately the guy that's pulling the puppet strings on Smith, if Garland has the guts to indict him. But Trump's in a world of hurt. But typically and selfishly, he will, frankly, jeopardize the entire world by using those toxic words. And in his Easter message, a time of reconciliation, redemption, peace, and love, those are his only three words. That is beneath contempt, and anybody out there who's even thinking of voting for this guy can't do it. Going to a break. The lines just came on. I see you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Minor flooding is forecast in Adams County downstream of the Castle Rock Dam. Several roads are closed in the area. Highway Z and Double H are likely closed. The river is expected to rise above flood stage tomorrow morning and continue to rise until Saturday morning. The Stevens Point Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department announced the outdoor tennis and pickleball courts at Gorky and Mead Park are officially open for the season. Wisconsin's DNR posted nearly 3,500 comments on its website on Friday about new wolf management plans. It would eliminate the existing 350 animal population goal. Wisconsin's wolf population is estimated at around 1,000. Some farmers in northern Wisconsin say wolves prey on livestock. Hunting groups also called for the agency to restore the 350 wolf goal. In sports, the Brewers have won 7 of their first 9 games. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 47. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low 80s. Wednesday, cooler on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
And at some point, I hope that the New York State Attorney General steps in and provides some cover for Bragg and letting the House GOP know that their actions are very close to an obstruction. I don't see how we can allow people like Gymnasium Jim to make comments that he's making to definitely influence Bragg and the people of New York, saying that, hey, if you investigate the GOP, expect reprisals. I mean, that is a clear-cut case of obstruction. And I think that's where Trump is coming from with his World War III comment, just having a civil war within the United States and trying to fan that flames. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a very interesting insight. And let me build on that. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan just announced that he is going to have a hearing of his Justice Committee in New York, in Manhattan. And you're absolutely right. He's doing that to intimidate Bragg. He's going to bring all these people in, you know, some of the most right-wing but sadly influential congressmen in the Congress, to sit there and sort of glower at Bragg. Now, Bragg has a lot of guts. I like the idea of Letitia James sticking up for him, but I'll tell you what. The one who should stick up for him is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. That's federal. And this is a federal entity, congressional people, interfering with the state prosecution. Yes, that is obstruction, and Bragg can prosecute it. You know, he is the DA where it's, and he's being obstructed. But it'd be very, very nice if the U.S. attorney, from a matter of a federal prosecution, said that when you have a federal agent interfering with the state prosecution, that's a federal offense as well. So my own view is that Trump is somewhat on the ropes. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and the rest of them look ridiculous doing this. And it may be for now. They're not the prosecutors won't do anything, but you hit the nail on the head. This is obstruction. They have deliberately threatened Bragg. Some of them have said, without realizing that he doesn't get a paycheck from the federal government, that they're going to use that House rule and cut off his salary, which they can do, they think. The courts haven't looked at it. If there's anybody like in the IRS that ticks them off, they can't cut off Bragg's salary because he gets it from the state of New York. So they have no jurisdiction to do that. But they may say, all right, we're going to cut off what? Federal aid in New York. You know, at some point, they have a 5-seat majority. At some point, cooler heads have to prevail, or people have to rise up. There's no question about that. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it struck me, listening earlier about you talking about the constitutional changes. It strikes me as ironic that guys that are perfectly willing to replace our full Constitution aren't willing to propose amendments that they think might be any amendments at all. I mean, that either to improve our country or, you know, to achieve their political aims, because, you know, that rewriting the whole Constitution was something Hamilton warned about back in, I think, at the end of Prejudice 85. You warned about any new attempts to alter the Constitution, even though we're beyond 200 years, beyond when a constitution was actually written. You know, our constitution has steadily improved over the hundreds of years, the 200 years that we've been a country. And it's just insane to me that we're going to allow these corrupt judges who, you know, Clarence Thomas, any of these judges should recognize that taking money from it, as any money at all, is has at least the appearance of impropriety, if not being improper itself. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they make excuses for this stuff, because what the hell does Clarence Thomas have to be resentful for? The man is probably now a multimillionaire, has all kinds of connections all over the world, richer than Croesus, you know, of Greek mythology, and what the hell does he have to be resentful for at this point in his life? I mean, that is just ridiculous. I mean, that is just...
Well, good point. And I want to use what you said about the Constitution to segue into something that's very, very real and very, very dangerous. And that is this. In Missouri, and this ties into, you just read today, we just found out, of this terrible mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Republican Party persists in not outlawing assault rifles, even though they were outlawed from 1994 to 2004. And the use of them in mass murders went down 70%. But they stand in the way. They won't do it. Well, this will really make your hair stand in. Missouri, the officials in one of the counties down there, Camden County, and the state legislature had initially taken this position, now announced they refuse to work with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. They say that all federal, quote, so-called, end quote, as they say, gun laws are unconstitutional. That argument was made by the Missouri legislature, and it was struck down. The Missouri legislature said that state law on guns supersedes federal law. That is false. Under the Constitution, if there is a difference or a dispute between federal and state law, federal law preempts. End of story. That's been true for hundreds of years. And as Mark was just saying, they don't hesitate to try to take a different position when it suits their purpose. Well, the Missouri legislature initially forbade police from enforcing federal gun laws. That was struck down. But now one of the counties, Camden County, is reviving it. And the fact is that a lot of police down there won't cooperate with the feds. This is a very serious thing. And what I proposed just before with Clarence Thomas, frankly, is corrupt. And for 20 years, he's taken all this money. He has gone their way in every case that I know of. Never once has he ruled in a case or voted to rule in a case that was different from the agendas of all those people who grinned at him for a week or two every year in the Adirondacks or on the boat in Indonesia or anywhere else he went. He flew around the world on jets and the whole bit. Number one. Number two, there's no way. I do not believe that he didn't know it was illegal. But ignorance of the law is no excuse. Famous case that set that precedent, London, 1880s. Guy from Pakistan emigrated to London. His wife angered him and he killed her. The police arrested him. He said that under his culture and religion, he was entitled to kill his wife. They said, well, in England, you can't kill your wife. He said, I didn't know that. The judge said, that's too bad, and they hanged him. Okay, you've heard the term, ignorance of the law is no excuse? That has judicial chops. That's a true statement. So the fact that this guy didn't know it was a crime doesn't matter. But between us, I don't believe he knew it wasn't a crime. He's on the Supreme Court, for Pete's sake. He has four or five law clerks. All he has to do is say, hey, I'm going to be taking a trip to Indonesia. Could you research that? It'd take the guy 2 minutes. He'd go online and, well, here's the statute. You can take hospitality, food, and drink. It means basically in small house fundraisers, but you can't take transportation. It says it. A yacht is transportation, especially around the world, especially around all the Indonesian islands. On the gun question, and now we're going to go to the lines, but I'll tell you what, on the gun question, somebody has got to say the obvious, that military weapons don't belong in civilian hands. In 1788, people had muskets. Nobody said you could have a cannon back then, and the cannons were very primitive. But now we say you can't have nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, bazookas, handheld missile launchers, machine guns. And oh, somebody said, well, Matt, you can in 17 states. That's true, you can, but federal law preempts it. And federal law says if you want a machine gun, you have to give your DNA. They have to do an exhausted background check, and you'd be crazy to even apply for one. Okay, why don't you make assault rifles the same as machine guns? That's fine with me. You know, a lot of states will say they're fine. Have the same controls. And mentally ill people, young people, criminals, and a lot of people are not going to get them. Do something about it. All right, we're going to the lines. We have a lot of callers. In order, Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. Thanks for Western Mind Today, Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. That's what I was going to say. An assault rifle should be considered a machine gun because that's right. Basically what it is. I trained on them when I was in the military. I mean, they're meant to kill people. And the other thing is with Justice Thomas and his wife, Ginny, how long? I don't even know how they get away with this stuff. It's illegal. And so it just amazes me. And I don't know how much more of this stuff this country can take, by the way, between Trump and Supreme Court Justice Thomas. It's really mind-boggling if you look at it. So I'll let you go to other callers. Machine guns, assault weapons, the same thing. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Good. Thanks a lot, Paul. Good comments. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next in line. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Great comments. I have to say that, you know, this thing is really mind-boggling, everything that's going on in our country. You see shootings over here, taking away women's rights, forced pregnancy over there. We're seeing books taken out of libraries. It is disgusting. It's psychological warfare. And those judges need to be held accountable. They're in the highest court in our country, and the law needs to be the law because they're destroying our laws through the courts, and they're giving certain people privileges and other people, well, too bad, you will be the slaves of the people. And that's so disgusting, the artwork that the Judge Thomas's good buddy had his house and in
Adolf
his
Hitler,
garden.
Right?
People should have all kinds of steam coming out their ears, and their red light should be flashing all over the place. I mean, this is sick stuff, folks, and we need to wake up. Thank you, Matt. Great program as usual.
Thank you, Jane.
The callers are wonderful. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for calling in, Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Jake.
Hey, man. And the plain truth must be spoken about that Nazi sympathizer, Judge Thomas. By the way, he never belonged on the court in the first place, just like his buddy Brett Kavanaugh. I know some young folks may not recall this, but Judge Thomas, in the workplace, accused his female colleague, whose name, by the way, was Anita Hill, of having sexual relations with his can of Coca-Cola. He is a scumbag, a sleazebag, and completely corrupt. Judge Thomas needs to be impeached immediately.
Yeah, no, and you're right. And going back, what Jake is referring to, those of you, some of you are not old enough to remember, but when he, in his confirmation hearing, Anita Hill, one of his former co-workers, accused him of sexual harassment. And it was, and she used very, very specific language. And he passed in the Senate, I think it was 52-48. And some Democrats voted for him. Most didn't. But the issue, I think, then was, and he said, you know, it was a high-tech lynching. That was a very effective message, and people didn't want that. And so they he passed. But what people didn't understand, and I think this is a true statement, he has nursed bitter revenge feelings ever since. He did not ask a single question. He didn't open his mouth for over 20 years. Now, on the Supreme Court, they can ask whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. He sat there like a mummy, and he didn't say anything, stewing, angry, and the whole time. And then he would vote very, very right wing, you know, like an 8-1 decision, a 7-2 decision on the negative end. And then finally started to talk in the last 5-6 years. Well, the deal with the guy is this. This is a criminal offense. He violated congressional statute, and he took a $500,000 trip and 20 years of trips. And his defense was, I didn't know it was against the law. The Pakistani guy in London didn't know it either in 1880, and they hanged him. Okay, now I'm not suggesting that. But here, he's like anybody else. He broke the law. He should be indicted. Thanks a lot for calling, Jake. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines, Northwoods. Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Terry?
Great show, Matt, as usual.
Thank you.
I believe Anita Hill. That's who I believe. In 91, and today I still believe her. That's all I got, Matt. Great show.
Well, you know, it was funny because I watched those hearings. I watched them back, 31 or 2 years ago now. I watched those hearings. And Herb Cole was on the judiciary panel back then. Teddy Kennedy was on the judiciary panel. And I remember Anita Hill testified, and there were two senators, Republicans, who were actually fairly moderate. Orrin Hatch, he was very conservative, but basically he was not anywhere near like the right-wing nuts we got now. Orrin Hatch, I thought he was actually a good man, and a fellow from Pennsylvania. And both of these people had been professional prosecutors before they went to the Senate with substantial experience. And you can tell the difference between an amateur or even a regular lawyer who isn't used to being a prosecutor and a prosecutor. They were unbelievably surgically effective in basically going after Anita Hill. And I think that's what did it. You can go back if you're interested historically and look at the YouTube on those hearings. But Clarence Thomas won 52-48, and then he didn't say anything for what? 20 years? 15, 16 years? No, 25 years, from 1991 or 2 to 2015 or 16. Didn't say anything. Sat there like a mummy the whole time, stewing, steam coming out of his ears, and this is what we get. So there you go. Terry, excellent call. Thank you very much. Appreciate it from Northwoods, Terry. Well, something's happening in Texas that really angered me. And I want to tell you a little bit about the legal background of how it's even possible. There was a guy, he was an off-duty Army sergeant. And what he did was, he said, I'm going to kill somebody at a Black Lives Matter protest. So he drove down to a protest, ran through a red light. These are the facts. And he was driving Uber. So somehow he was either in the reserves or he was able to drive Uber. But he was an Army sergeant. He drove right up to the, and it looks like he was going to run into the parade. So a guy in the parade comes running over to his car. The guy in the parade had an AR-15. The guy I'm talking about takes a gun and shoots five bullets and kills the Black Lives Matter protester with the AR-15, who was simply holding it, wasn't pointing it at him, and kills him. They go to a trial. Unanimous verdict, he's guilty of murder. His defense was self-defense. The guy was about to shoot me. He pointed at me. You know who supported him? Kyle Rittenhouse supported him. Tucker Carlson supported him. People like that. Yesterday, Greg Abbott, the governor, said, I'm going to pardon him for murder. I'm going to pardon him. He did exactly what I thought he should do. This is the governor of Texas. Let me tell you a sad fact and how divided we've come as a country. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that any state has to make murder criminal. I mean, no, the population wouldn't let you get away with it, but in Wisconsin, let's just say we got rid of the murder statute. theoretically you can do it. Nobody really does it. But what the Republicans are doing, it started with DeSantis. DeSantis had them pass a law that said that if there is a protest obstructing your car, you can run over the people and kill them in the protest, and it's not a criminal offense. Now, the problem with that is if you ran over a Ku Klux Klan rally and killed someone, they would prosecute you. So it's clearly an invidious discrimination, and that'll be tested in federal court. But Greg Abbott is doing something sneakier. He's saying if you kill somebody in a Black Lives Matter protest, and I think it was a black guy who got killed, by the way, I'll pardon you. But if you kill somebody in something that I like, then you're going to go to prison. This is a very sneaky way of getting around the DeSantis problem, and a very, very sneaky way of decriminalizing murder selectively by race and ideology. Now, and I'm going to go to the lines in a second. The way around that is to have the federal prosecutors prosecute him for violation of his federal rights. And eventually, we're going to have federal prosecutors take over state prosecutions, as we did in the Deep South with all the lynchings up until the Civil Rights Movement. But be aware of what's going on in Texas. Go to the lines. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Karina, what's in your mind today?
Well, you see, this is how I see it, really. Republicans, everything what is defensible or a common sense, they do exactly the opposite. And I think they thrive on that because, really, I mean, it's just like they're showing to their party that they are beyond everything. They beyond law. They beyond common sense. They beyond what is good for people of this country. The only thing what they are concerned is the popularity and ability to stand up and say, oh, we canceled the abortion for this country. Because it doesn't make sense. If you are allowing for abortion, you have medical exam, consult, 24 hours thinking, and doing everything in between to allow female to change her mind and not doing the abortion, why are we not treating weapons the same way? Why are we not treating legal abilities, what the people... It's not a law. Then how is it that he is a government official and he doesn't know the law?
That is a wonderful point you're making. And you know what I take away from it, which is a brilliant way to put it, is they've gotten rid of common sense. Common sense. You don't have to be a lawyer. Common sense should tell people they shouldn't be doing this, and yet the Republican Party is doing it. Karina, thank you so much. I enjoy your calls. Remember, everybody, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and you just heard some cat's feet that we've talked about today. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for now.
Kids across America are going to school hungry, millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.